It's a Friday in September 2017. By 7:30 or 8 this morning, a complicated dance began when the head groundskeeper arrived at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. A couple of hours later, the facility operations manager showed up for his long day at the office. The Coliseum is one of professional baseball's oldest stadiums, which doesn't make anyone's job easier. There are seats to wipe down, toilets to polish, concrete floors to mop, and a thousand other jobs to prepare the relatively ancient building for a few thousand paying customers tonight. And of course, there's the actual baseball field, dirt and clay and some really expensive natural grass, which must be mowed and watered and pampered and then, at the last minute, watered once more. All told, it took upwards of 600 people working one long day to start this engine and keep it running. All in preparation for this moment. 7:07 Pacific Daylight Time in Oakland, California, when a young right-handed pitcher named Jarrell Cotton fired a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to begin this Major League Baseball game on a typically cool East Bay autumn evening. Cotton pitches for the last-place Oakland Athletics, whose opponents tonight are the first-place Houston Astros. Up in the broadcast booth, Astros radio analyst Steve Sparks offers a scouting report. And from Cotton, you'll get the fastball-slider-changeup combination. Fastball anywhere from 92 to 94, for the most part. The changeup is his best secondary offering. 5 months ago, after Cotton pitched quite effectively in an early season start, Pedro Martinez tweeted, "Jarrell Cotton reminds me a lot of myself. Nasty changeup, nice cutter, same arm angle and rotation, and same grip I used to have." High praise from the Hall of Famer. Since then, Cotton has not drawn many similar comparisons. In 19 starts for the A's this season, he's won only 7 games while losing 10, and posted a 5.53 ERA, largely because he's also given up 24 home runs in that stretch. This is 2017, and in 2017, home runs are flying over fences more than ever before. Still, 24 home runs in 19 games is too many. Before doing anything else, the Astros' first batter, center fielder George Springer, a joyful player who has described baseball as the only place where being 24 and being a kid is allowed, gives both the catcher and the umpires a little pat on the back, then turns and salutes the home team's dugout. It's not until he's completed this brotherly ritual that he sets himself in the batter's box and takes Cotton's first pitch for a strike. Springer does swing at Cotton's second pitch, a hard curveball, but fouls it off. It's early in this game. It's early in this book. So with 0 balls and 2 strikes on Springer, and before all the baseball onomatopoeia takes over, the cracks and bloops and thwacks, it's worth taking a moment for a quick primer on balls and strikes. The strike zone, with nearly an iron grip, rules professional baseball. The game, A's pitcher Bob Welch once said, is the count. Similarly, Hall of Famer Greg Maddux observed, "The most important pitch in the count for me is 1-1, because 1-2 and 2-1 are two different worlds. If you control the strike zone, you'll win. You'll win the at-bat, you'll win the inning, you'll win the game. You'll win the season. Not always, but close enough. The best pitchers control the strike zone. The best hitters control the strike zone. Always have, always will."